Welcome to episode 491 of the Official Games Ditch podcast. I'm your host, Dan Reamer, and we are once again not joined by Ryan Walton, but we do have producer Gerald in the house.
Hey, everybody.
So Ryan is apparently Ryan is going to pick up something he purchased today.
Yep, he's going on a road trip.
He's going on a road trip to pick up a food truck. Which oddly enough, I feel like we talked about not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And so I like to think that we're partially responsible for this decision. whether it's a good one or a bad one, I guess we'll find out. But, generally when people make decisions based on me, they're good ones. So, why Gerald's making a face at me. Like he doesn't agree with that set.
I was trying to think of something, but I couldn't think of anything.
Right, because you can't think of a single bad choice you've ever made because of me. Right, see? I was correct.
It's a bad choice.
What's that?
It's a bad choice.
What is?
I don't know. Something.
You don't have one. Whatever. You're just trying to be facetious now. So it's just two of us today. Just the two of us. You and I.
Yep, just the two of us.
We can make it if we try. we're just going to sing song lyrics to each other the entire episode. So if you're not into that, turn off now. No, I'm kidding.
No singing from this part.
You're not a singer, huh?
No. Don't even try. Don't even go. Like, I don't sing in the bathtub, in the shower.
No, like in the shower, in the car to a song, nothing?
Nothing.
So you don't jam out when you're in the car? Song you like comes on and you're like, yeah.
Well, most of my songs don't have like singing in it. The songs I like.
What does that mean?
I like rap songs. So most of they don't have like, some of them don't really have.
Well, there's still lyrics. There's still lyrics you can say.
Singing it.
It takes a certain, you know, je ne sais quoi. You have to still be on beat and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'll bob my head or something. That's about it. I'm not reciting the lyrics. Like the guy from Office Space. And
right. Yeah.
He's in the car on the waiting to get to work. He just
You're not doing that, huh?
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, that's too bad. I would pay to see that. I would pay money to see that.
Maybe I'll film and send it to you and charge you for it.
Okay. Send it to me first, though. Send it to me first. Then I'll decide the worth, and I'll send you the money. How's that sound?
It'd be like a penny.
Maybe two. two pennies. I'll send you two pennies. I'll give you my 2 cents worth. See?
2 cents worth. But it'll be like the German old school Deutsche Marks.
Yeah.
That ain't worth
it.
And
you won't be able to spend them.
Yeah.
You have to be a collector in order for them to work.
I still have a bunch of those.
A bunch of Deutsche, when you lived in mm-hmm. in Germany? A bunch of.
Yep. All the money. I remember I grabbed like I saved a whole bunch of each. Coin amount, like the penny, nickel, dime, quarter, their version of all that. I had a bunch of that stuff.
You still have it all?
Yeah.
Why don't you like turn that in for like American currency?
Because it's not a lot. It's maybe $10 worth.
Still, $10, $10, man.
It's a memory.
Okay, I get that. So there's some nostalgia attached to that.
Yeah. Like I had when my dad was in Saudi Arabia during the Gulf War, he brought back a whole bunch of money.
I thought you were going to say sand.
Oh, yeah, I do have sand from there too.
That was a big thing during the Gulf War, was to bring back sand for your kids.
Yep. Okay, just like a little bottle, a small little bottle.
Yep. Yep.
Tiny, tiny.
Yep, that was a big thing. I remember.
Kuwait, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia. Got three of them.
It's a lot of sand.
But he didn't buy the bottles that everyone else is buying. He brought it, and he actually said he actually got, like, I went down and
grabbed it. He scooped the sand himself.
Yeah. It wasn't like store bought. Like, a lot of people were buying these little ones, like with blue cap or something, and they were like labeled like from Iraq, and like it looked like the, what do they call the souvenir shops bottles?
Yeah. Interesting. I don't have sand, but I was. That's because you're talking about the first Gulf War, right?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Early 90s?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's because I didn't have a, well, not that I didn't have a father. I do have a father, but he was not military, so I did not have anybody over there. I was there for the end of it, but yeah. I was in the Navy, so I never saw sand.
Saw water.
I saw water.
Could have scooped some water up.
It's odd. That's different.
But hey, this is the water from the whatever oceans.
But eventually that ends up just being the water like somewhere else. So it's not as cool. This is the sand. Because water like flows across the ocean. So
yeah,
it's not quite as cool. So what's new with you?
Still playing Lego Star Wars Force Unleashed. I mean, Force Awakens. I always said Unleashed. Force Awakens. Still playing that. I've already beat the game, so I'm just going through and playing all the side missions now, because you unlock a whole bunch of other missions. And so I'm going.
Now you got the whole Skywalker saga, right?
No, I did not get Skywalker saga.
You did not. You're just playing the Force Awakens that came out like a few years back.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm trying to get through my back catalog of games, and that's one of the boxes I have that wasn't wrapped, so I unwrapped it and figured I'd have some fun, because I played Lego Unleashed, Lego City Unleashed, or Lego City Undercover, I'm sorry, Lego City Undercover, and then I was like, you know, I'm in the Lego game, we just jump into this one.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm enjoying it. I like it better than Lego City Undercover.
Really?
Yeah.
How come? Is it because it's a because there's already a predetermined theme, or
yeah, I don't know. It might be the
because Lego City's kind of like, I mean, it is GTA. A theme, but it's pretty generic.
Yeah, it's GTA.
You know, well, I mean, but Lego City it's an actual Lego line,
right?
But it's pretty generic. It's like, you know, here's your fire hall, here's your firehouse, your city hall, your mm-hmm. police station. You know, it's pretty. For lack of a better word, generic, just pretty basic. But so that's kind of what Lego City Undercover was like built off of. But so do you think that it's the fact that it's like themed, like Star Wars themed?
Probably. And I'm having fun with because Star Wars themed, because I'm having fun with the characters. You get to unlock a certain character,
right?
And then you get to play as them.
And in Lego City Undercover, you're like, oh, cool, I got the hazmat suit.
Yeah.
And it's not quite as cool as, like, all right, I unlocked Jar Jar Binks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's those characters that – plus you have some familiarity with Star Wars, so you have – there's certain characters that, like, you probably like that you have to unlock. So that's a way to keep pushing forward to be like, cool, I want to unlock this character because I want to play with this character because they're my favorite character.
And then they do what is cool is like if you watch the movie and then you watch this, they have the same voices. They just voice over the same scenes when certain scenes go, but they added their own stuff to it, which was fun.
Yeah, that's one thing I do like about the new Lego games as opposed to because the last time I played a Lego game, they didn't have voices.
Yeah.
It was still the, like they used to do. So that's the last time I've actually played a Lego game. I want to say it was probably when the original trilogy came out on like 360 or something. Would be the last time I played a Lego game. Because I like the Lego games. I like the idea behind the Lego games, but there's so much to do in them.
Yes.
That sometimes they can get a little overwhelming. And sometimes if you're not really, really into it, you feel like a quarter of the way through, you're like, cool, I've had my fill of this.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because they are, there's the whole reason to play a Lego game is to, you know, build stuff and break bricks and stuff. But you get to a certain point when that never changes throughout the entirety of the game.
Right.
So it gets to a certain point where you're like, okay, well, now I'm just pushing forward for the story. And you're like, number one, I know the story. And number two, there's not much of a story here because they even break it down further with their plot, you know. So they're super basic. So now you're like, not only is this super short compared to what I know, but I already know everything from the movies. So you got to really, really enjoy it and really, really want to keep pushing forward, which, and I think the last time I played like the original trilogy, you could unlock characters, but I don't think it was quite as quick as to keep me hooked in.
Gotcha.
So what I'm thinking, I'm kind of waiting to see if the Skywalker saga ever comes to Game Pass or goes on sale cheap, because you know I get with my Microsoft rewards, I get basically a $10 gift card every month.
Yeah.
So because I'm up to $30 right now, so at some point I may buy that for free. Or buy that if it goes on sale for a good day. If I get it for like $30 at some point, I probably would. Or see if it comes to Game Pass. Right now, it's on sale for like $47, and that's not quite low enough for where I need it in order to get it. So I think I might give it a shot, though, because my understanding is now there's voices, which is huge, because some of that humor can come out.
Right.
That kind of couldn't from, just the stupid noises and facial expressions. But my understanding is that the way that they progress forward has gotten quicker as far as opening up new. And they made some changes to the general gameplay, too. So I may pick that up at some point, yeah. But it's going to have to be either the right price or come on Game Pass.
Yeah. And then the thing with the Lego games also is, like a Star Wars, when you're saying there's so much to do, if you want to like platinum it or something or 100%, oh my God, it's...
Yeah, you're talking about like 800 hours. It's like playing Fallout 76, right?
Yeah, it's just so much. And then if you miss one, you have to go back, and then you can hit it, and just, it's a lot.
And one thing that was nice that I think they've done is now each level you can kind of access as you want to. If you miss something in a level, you don't have to go back through the whole game. You can just go to that level. So
yeah, and get the stuff.
I think that's important. Super important.
It's like in this one, I have to, like, I'm playing through the whole storyline, and then I'm playing through the storyline again to try to pick up a lot of the stuff I'm missing, but then I have to unlock certain characters to be able to do this. So if, like, Captain Phasma, you have to unlock her to destroy these certain bricks to open up the areas, well, you have to play her mission to unlock her first.
Right.
And so I went and got to unlock her, but then I need another character now to have to unlock, and I'm like, great, now where's this guy? I have to go online and try to find what mission this person's in.
Right.
And play their mission to unlock that person so I can go through the original story to unlock everything. But I'm having fun with it.
That's good.
That's what I've been playing.
Right.
No, watching.
Buy anything?
Buy anything?
Game wise?
No, I did not buy anything game wise.
No.
This week.
So I've been playing, we'll get to movies and stuff in a second, TV in a second. I got back into Mass Effect 3 because I didn't get a chance to play a lot this week, and I went into panic mode because I want to get my rewards.
And I must have had a reward for it.
Well,
or in it.
I knew I played that game so many times, I knew what I needed to do to get certain trophies. To get trophies, and a lot of times it's, you know, earn 3 trophies in a game or whatever, and I went into panic mode because it ends on Tuesday, and it was like Sunday, and I had no achievements. I'm like, okay, I need three quick achievements really fast. But I end up getting them. But now I'm into it. I'm still playing through it. I bought, they had a sale, and I bought, do you remember, what is it? Red Faction Guerrilla. It came out on like the, it's the one that takes place on Mars. It's a third person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember Red Faction.
They recently came out, it was been a while ago now. They came out with a remastered edition, which I guess is remastered. They had that at sale for like $2.99 on Xbox. And I was like, well, I fucking love that game for $3. Yeah, I'm going to play through that again. So I bought that and downloaded. I haven't played it yet, but I have it downloaded. And I also downloaded, it's a game I've been interested in. It's a space shooter, and I usually like those okay. But it's called Chorus. It just came available on Game Pass, and this one's been interesting. I've been interested in this one since I first heard about its release. I don't know why. Some about the story, I think, just kind of draws me in on what the. But like I said, space shooter, and I don't always have the best time with those. But this one is one I've been wanting to try, and it's free on Game Pass. And of course, I have Game Pass, so
it looks good.
Yeah, so looks I got neat. That downloaded. That and remastered are both downloaded. So, but the only thing I've been playing through is Mass Effect 3, because I got back into it. I'm like three quarters of the way done with it, and then I moved on to, I think, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. But I needed those achievements real quick, so I jumped back in, and I'm like, damn, I need to finish this now.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
doing the achievements, is it getting you to play games you probably wouldn't have played at all?
Some do, yeah, because sometimes they come up with their own top 10, and you can choose from one of the 10 games to earn an achievement in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll try something that I haven't tried before that seems like maybe I'll have an easy achievement. For the most part, if it's something that, like, I need three achievements in, if I don't have a game I'm playing, I will just download something off of Game Pass in order to, something that I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
That there's no learning curve on, or nothing that I'm going to spend a whole lot of time exploring on, so that I can get those achievements quick. And then usually I delete it or something. Or if it's a new game that, if I end up being interested in it, I'll keep playing through it, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I do try games that I haven't played before, some different stuff, but I feel like that'll happen more and more as time goes on, because, you know, right now my time to play is limited. That should start picking up as my son continues to get older.
Right.
So right now, with the limited time I have, I'm not wanting to spend it trying something new that I'm not necessarily interested in. I'm looking for, like, I have an hour to play right now, so I'm looking for an enjoyable hour of playing something that I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing. So right now, my, you know, finding new games just out of thin air is pretty limited, but hopefully that'll pick up over time as time goes on.
Oh, yeah.
So... you were about to get into watching. What'd you watch this week?
So actually, the only thing I've been watching the last, I would say, 2 weeks has been The Last Kingdom TV show. I've been binge watching that.
Uhtred.
Yes.
Uhtred of Bebbanburg.
Yep. So I've been watching that. I'm in middle season four right now.
I'm Uhtred, son of Uhtred.
Yes.
I watched that, in case you didn't couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, no.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's a good show. Did you watch Vikings?
No, that's next.
That's next.
Yeah.
They're both pretty good. It's kind of funny because I like Vikings up until Travis Fimmel left the show, which is like in the second or third season. And then I liked Last Kingdom better than the rest of that, the other seasons of that show. So I can't remember the character Travis Fimmel played now. Yeah. I can't remember, but
thanks for ruining it for me.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Fuck, I didn't even think of that, dude. I'm sorry.
I just can't look up who he is because I don't know who he is.
Oh shit, I did ruin it for you. I'm sorry.
Yes, don't say.
I did.
See, now I'm going by what my wife was saying. My wife was saying she liked the Vikings better than the Last Kingdom. So, because she only watched like I think 2-3 seasons of the Last Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2 seasons maybe, and she said she liked the Vikings way better. But she also, there was a guy that died, which I know he dies in it. When he died, she pretty much wasn't really liking the show too much.
Mm.
Ragnar, I think, was his name.
Mm.
But in Vikings, so we're watching this, and we're going to Vikings, and we're going to the Vikings Valhalla.
Yeah, show. You just ruined it for yourself. So,
well, I already know he dies. And
I didn't ruin it for you then. You made me feel bad for no reason.
Well, I don't know what character that guy plays. Because I don't know who he is. I don't know what he looks like.
Oh.
Like when I was watching the Viking.
Well, okay, if Travis Fimmel leaves the show and Ragnar dies, and you know both of those, then I didn't ruin anything.
Oh, no, you just did, because now you just told me who he is. Because Travis Fimmel could have been,
but the Ragnar dying part is the part that should have created a problem, not the actor who plays him.
No, because there's more to that story.
What do you mean?
To Ragnar, like, okay, yeah, the guy who played the character.
I told you nothing about his story. I only told you that the actor who played him left the show.
No, you said an actor,
and I didn't even say who.
Right. But you just ruined it.
I didn't
it
even
now.
Say who the actor played. But you already knew Ragnar died, so.
Yeah.
Who the actor is irrelevant because you know the character dies.
But you just basically put 2 and 2 together for me.
No, I didn't, because you already had the 4 that mattered.
No, it was like you could have just said nothing and I would have thought Travis Fillmore or whatever the dude's name was in a whole other character. Could have been some other dude. Could have been Prince Jacob or something like that.
You don't even know who Travis Fimmel is.
No, I don't.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Because now you just told me that he's played Ragnar and he's leaving in season 2. All I know is Ragnar dies. I don't know if he dies in season 1 or season 8.
I didn't say season 2. I said season 2 or 3, whatever it was, something like that. I didn't tell you exactly what it was.
But Dan just ruined it for me, guys.
Okay, yeah.
You let us know if he ruined it for me or not.
You already knew Ragnar died. Your wife told you Ragnar died.
Yeah.
Your wife ruined it for you.
But she was...
Your wife ruined the show for you.
But she also ruined it years and years and years ago when she was watching it.
Because you weren't into it then.
I didn't have time to watch it then. Because her and her sisters, they fucking get online and they just start like, oh, a new show comes out, and they'll watch it and then call each other right afterwards and start talking about it and stuff.
That's what my aunt and my wife do, is they call each other about certain shows. But when they come out on Hulu, This Is Us is the big one. And then there's something, a million things. Something.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that. So she watches a bunch of stuff without me. So I have to go back. Like when Game of Thrones was out, because we didn't start watching Game of Thrones until like season 3.
Mm-hmm.
One sister was watching it right up, like all the way, like from the beginning. And her other sister didn't watch it all. But around season 4, it pretty much we are all like, it was every week. Oh, it's coming out. We watch it. And all of a sudden, they're all calling each other. It's like, hold on, we're about 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes where you got to stop it. And you got to go to the bathroom or something. So,
yeah, I don't have anybody I do that with.
No. Yeah, me, it's at work after the next day or something. we'll talk about, oh, did you guys watch Halo? Or oh, what'd you think? Or did you just watch
Batman? Did you guys see this or that? Yeah. But
now, the only one we watched like episodically was the Expanse.
Well, the Expanse is good.
Yeah, when the Expanse at work, I mean, it was everywhere. Could you watch it? And then every Thursday, we all talked about we talked about it for like 2 hours.
Yeah, the Expanse is like a really good like Mass Effect TV show. Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah, which I watched season one and two, and then when season three came out, I was watching it, and I was telling the one guy about it. I was like, oh my God, it was so good. He's like, I hope I didn't want to watch that. So he binge watched it, then my boss binge watched it, and it was all from there.
Right.
I've been watching The Last Kingdom. I'm enjoying it. I like it how, because you don't know, and they did a really good job of not knowing who's going to die. You kind of think certain things going to happen, but they don't happen the way you think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, The Last Kingdom's pretty good. I enjoy The Last Kingdom. I enjoyed Vikings too. I like the girl in it.
And then my wife was all like, because certain characters will show up in The Last Kingdom, and their name is like, in Vikings show that there's a person that has a name that has a part in Vikings with that same name.
Yeah, because like, they're all
connected.
Kind of take place at the same time and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, even though Uhtred is not really from that time era, he's like a before that, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know all the ins. Yeah, my another one my wife watches is Outlander.
Yeah, my wife watches that too.
Which is weird. My wife absolutely adores that show. My wife hates anything about time travel. The whole premise of the fucking show is time travel. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. She goes, it's different. I'm like, it's not different. It's going from one point in time to another point in time. That's time travel. It's not different. It's the same.
Because it's in the past, I guess. It's not all futuristic time travel. Or do they come to the future?
She doesn't like any time travel. She doesn't like Back to the Future. Like,
no, I'm talking about Outlander. What's that? Yeah. It's also romance.
It is romance, yes. It's very romance, right? That's probably the part she likes. But most of the time, she can't get... Like, she won't watch the time travel... I want to watch The Time Traveler's Wife. It's on HBO Max. It's a series. Mm-hmm. I want to watch it. She won't watch it because, oh, it's probably going to be too confusing. Well, you watch fucking Outlander.
Yeah.
And they go back and forth through time all the fucking time. She won't watch... Like, she doesn't like The Flash. She won't watch The Flash with me when it was on TV. You know why? Because he goes forward in time and backward in time. And she's like, I don't like time travel. I'm like, you watch fucking Outlander. You can't say you don't like time travel. Right. Time travel is not your issue. It's something else. It's confusing. But you watch something with it and you don't get confused.
Right.
So what's your issue? So it's time travel movies, TV shows is a big fight we always have. Because she doesn't like anything with time travel in it.
Oh, there's so many good time travel movies out there.
I know.
The One. It's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, The One is a good one. That's not time travel, that's alternate universes.
But it's still, they're still traveling.
But it's not through time.
It kind of is.
It's going faster than the speed of light, but it's to an alternate universe.
It's alternate universe, but it's also time traveling because he goes to the same exact scenes at the same exact at different universes, the same situations. And they're transporting the prisoners. Just that happened three different times. Then he traveled at the very end. He travels back to the time when he first met his wife, when he hit the dog, and I had to go back in time. He had to go back in time because they were married for years.
Maybe.
Because even at the end, you see Grudge says, I'm going to send him back to the time and place he deserves.
So I guess time travel is an option, but
yeah,
they're using the speed of light to travel to multiverses instead of through time.
Right. It's not really a time traveling movie, but there is some in there.
There is some time travel in it. Right. I guess I could see that.
Now, John Clavanham had one, too. What was that?
Oh, Time Cop. Fuck
Time
yeah.
Cop. Yeah, that was it. Time Cop.
Time Cop is fucking great. Time Cop makes no sense, but it's fucking great.
It's Jean-Claude Van Damme. Name a movie of his that makes sense.
Bloodsport.
No, don't make really. It does and it doesn't.
It's Kumite.
Yeah,
come on. Kumite. It makes sense.
Yeah, hit the guy in the balls and stand there for 15 minutes after you hit him in the balls. With your pose and you're blind.
That's slow. It's slow motion, dude. It's not him just standing there. It's the camera slows it down. It's a special effect. What's wrong with you? You never watched a movie before in your life. Come on. You're just nitpicking now.
That was our favorite part when we were little kids when that came on.
Like, we did the split and punched him in the balls.
Yeah.
And went, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I miss those action heroes. I miss the 80s, early 90s action movies. They were good. They were, okay. I take that back. They weren't necessarily good.
They were fun.
But there's just something about them. They were just so over the top. And movies just aren't like that anymore. Mm-mm. They don't do that over the top ridiculousness, ultra macho stuff.
You have to go.
Which I guess that stuff.
So you have to find people like Jean-Claude Van Damme doing it, or Scott Atkins doing it, or Michael Jai White. You have to find those type of guys that are doing those silly action movies.
Yeah, but even like the Scott Atkins movies, as much as I enjoy them, I still don't get the same vibe as I got from like just the 80s and 90s. The 80s and early 90s. I would say Scott Atkins movies are probably the closest. I'll tell you where Scott Atkins screws up a little bit is I think in some of his roles, he tries to take them a little too serious. I don't like the stuff where he's like a debt collector for the mob, or, you know, the debt collector is not one of my favorites.
No, I'm not a really fan of those. I watch him, but,
I would say the closest of his movies, that's probably like those ones. And it was, it's one where he goes to rescue his sister from a drug cartel or something. They live in the country and he hasn't been home forever. Shit, I can't remember it.
Not Hard Target.
No, it's like No Way Out or something. Or Nowhere to Run. No Way Out.
Or Seas. Savage Dog, El Gringo.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's not Close Range.
Yes. That
was a Close Range?
That might be that. It might be At Close Range.
Yeah, Close Range.
Close Range. I'm gonna look it up for you as well. We'll tag team this shit. How's that sound?
Yep, that's it. Ex-soldier must protect his sister and niece from a powerful drug cartel.
Yeah.
Search for a flash drive. Yep. Close Range.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the closest. That reminds me of which Jean-Claude Van Damme movie? Fuck. I can't think of it, but that's probably the movie that is like closest to like what I remember the 80s and 90s movies being. Is that I can get behind some Scott Atkins. Don't get me wrong.
No, I'm sorry, but if you want those type of movies, that's pretty much what you're getting. You're not getting them in a movie theater. You're going to have to wait till they come to like Netflix.
Oh yeah, DT. Yeah, they're definitely direct to streaming movies, or, you know, direct to video, I guess you would call them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Avengement. Avengement is a pretty good movie. It's a pretty brutal movie, but it plays nothing like an 80s, 90s flick.
No.
It's nothing like it. It's definitely its own thing. But yeah. So what were we talking about? How did we get on that? I can't remember.
Yeah, we're talking about time traveling movies.
Yeah, and then we got there somehow, huh?
Then we got there.
Interesting. Oh, because you brought up Time Cop.
Yeah, Time Cop. Time Cop rules.
Time Cop rules. I do like Time Cop. Time Cop is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is ridiculous. I understand that, but Time Cop is a good movie.
Right. Were you a big Steven Seagal fan?
Let me tell you something. Movies. I liked the first one when he first came out, the first movie, before Hard Target.
Out for Justice? Marked for Death? Nope.
Oh, Out for Justice. I believe it was Out for Justice.
Yeah, yes. Out for Justice was 91. Marked for Death was 1990.
Oh, maybe it wasn't Out for Justice then. What was his first movie where he plays a cop in Chicago?
IMDb, where you at?
Where you at, IMDb? Making Gerald earn his paycheck today.
I know.
His paycheck is zero, so it really sucks for him.
I'm going to realize he was so many movies. Above the Law.
That's the one, Above the Law.
Above the Law, then Hard to Kill. I think Hard to Kill was the first one I remember seeing.
That's what Kelly LeBrock, where he wakes up from a coma and is back in fighting shape in 3 days.
Yeah.
You could take that to the bank.
Oh yeah, that's in that movie too. Take that to
the bank. Above the Law was the when I first introduced to Steven Seagal. I saw that movie, and I think that's 88.
88, yes.
Yep. Wow, look at that memory on me. And I like that movie. I like Above the Law. I like Hard to Kill and Marked for Death and Out for Justice and all those too, but there was something about Above the Law that was, it felt the most, it's like the movie that Steven Seagal was the least like Steven Seagal in real life. And it's probably because nobody knew who Steven Seagal was, so he didn't know that in real life. He's actually kind of a dick.
Yeah.
So he seemed cool in Above the Law.
But remember, I remember watching Executive Decision, and then when he actually died in it, and I was like, holy shit, wait a minute. He died in
the beginning. Right at the beginning, yeah.
I was like, what? Because I was thinking it was a Steven Seagal movie. But no, it turns out it wasn't.
Yeah, that's how they marketed it.
He was in the movie.
Yeah, he dies in like the first 20 minutes. And it's not a spoiler, because it's from like 1994 or some shit.
Under Siege, Executive Decision, 96.
I was close, see?
Yeah, very close.
Not bad.
Mm-mm.
Not bad at all.
And he's got two movies. Oh, he's got Above the Law 2 coming out.
Oh, no. That's going to be bad.
He's got one that just came out in 2019, Beyond the Law.
Mm-hmm. I think you can see that on Freevee.
Yep, Above the Law to Nico. Is he same character? Yep, Nico Toscani.
Toscani. Nico Toscani.
Yep.
I'm probably going to skip that one. I'll probably watch it just because, actually. So what did I watch? I actually had not a bad week of watching. I had some moments. So in order to round out the Game Stitch trifecta, I watched Uncharted. I rented it and watched Uncharted.
Nice.
And it's not a bad movie. It's a fun 2 hours. It definitely did not need to be branded Uncharted. It could have been, National Treasure 14. It could have been The Adventures of, Indiana Jones the Fourth. It could have been any of those. It could have been its own thing. I get Ryan's complaint from last week about how they do a lot of stuff from the video game that it was weird to see, a 24-year-old Nate Drake doing, because in the game he was like 46 when he was doing them.
Yeah.
So I definitely see how that was a little weird. I thought I thought the actress who played Chloe was awesome. I've always had a thing for Chloe anyway, so but I thought she did a really good job as Chloe. I'm kind of surprised that I can't remember the other girl's name in it now. The journalist.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I want to say Abby, but it's not Abby. But I'm kind of surprised they didn't introduce her in some way. Maybe they were trying to save her for
the next one because of the way the storyline came up. I guess she wasn't in the game at that time.
Well, neither was half the shit he did in the movie. Wasn't in the game at that
right,
time
because
either.
This was supposed to be all happened before.
Right, but it's got a bunch of stuff that happened in the actual games when he was like 45 years old that they did when he was young. So why can't they introduce the young journalist? The love of his life.
Not really. They really didn't have a lot of stuff. It was
the train, the cargo train. Or the train, the fucking plane. That was straight out of Uncharted 3 or 4. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I don't remember which one either.
Where he was climbing the cargo things to get back up into the plane. The end was basically part 4, only without Sam.
Elena. Elena, yeah, that's it.
They should have at least teased her, I thought. Because they're obviously, you know, if they do an Uncharted 2, it's going to be, they're never going to get to the point where Tom Holland is playing Nate Drake at 45. Yeah, I feel like they need to introduce Elena a little sooner than later. But I understand he has to have his romance with Chloe first.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't horrible. It wasn't great. I'm glad I didn't see it in the theater. I would have felt like I spent too much money. But it was definitely worth like a $4 rental, $5 rental, whatever it was.
Got you.
Definitely cool with that. I don't know that it's a movie I'll probably ever see again. Maybe if it's streaming sometime and my son thinks it looks cool, we'll watch it. But I won't go out of my way to see it again. But it was serviceable enough. I didn't really get... I've obviously played all 4 games. And I didn't really get Nate Drake vibes from Tom Holland.
Yeah, and that was one of the big things they're saying. The personality is different from Tom Holland to the actual character from Drake itself in the game.
So I feel like they capitalized on Tom Holland's popularity and didn't get maybe the best actor for the role.
I could see that, yeah.
So there's that, which is another reason they probably didn't need to put Uncharted on it, which is another reason it doesn't really feel like Uncharted, because basically Tom Holland dresses like Nate Drake. That's it. I actually thought Mark Wahlberg did pretty good as Sully.
Yep. This Ryan said too.
Mark Wahlberg is, you know, generally always Mark Wahlberg in his movies. But it's funny because you ever watched like outtakes or when he's on him and Will Ferrell do interviews together. Have you ever seen that stuff?
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's the only time when Mark Wahlberg is like not Mark Wahlberg. He's like real. It's when he like just loses his shit laughing from something. I love watching that shit. I love watching him lose it. It's so great. But I didn't think he was bad. It's an average movie. It was an average movie for me. It was, you know, just. It was an okay way to spend a couple hours entertained. So, that's that. I watched Hard Target again. the original one with Jean-Claude Van Damme, speaking of. And that movie's fucking awesome. I love that movie. I love Hard Target. It's so good.
You got the mullet.
Oh, yeah. He's in New Orleans, and he's got the Uncle Duvet, and yeah, it's fucking great. It's also John Woo's first American film, but I was a John Woo fan before he came over to America, so this movie has a special place for me because I knew who John Woo was, and it was a big deal for me. All my friends thought I was some kind of idiot, obviously, because they were nowhere near as refined as me. And they would never lower themselves to watching a movie with subtitles from another country. But I did. And so it always has a special play. And I just love that movie. I do. Again, and part of it harkens back to the ridiculous action movies of, I mean, he punches a snake, he punches a rattlesnake in the face and knocks it out. And then he bites the rattle off and hangs it over a tree to bite the next person that comes through that's chasing him. I mean, come on, man. Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's even in a Scott Atkins movie today, he wouldn't do that. You wouldn't see that in a Scott Atkins movie from 2018.
Right. I wonder who decided that, hey, we want you to punch it and then bite the rattle off.
It's that shit's fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I caught back up on, I'm watching, I'm getting up early on Wednesdays to watch Obi-Wan because it's awesome. Obi-Wan is really, really good. I know it's getting a lot of hate for some different reasons, but those people are assholes.
Yeah, I got three episodes in.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying it. I talked to my brother. My brother really likes it. He actually likes it. That's his favorite Star Wars one so far. He said he got two episodes of Mandalorian, couldn't watch it, and he doesn't like Boba Fett, so couldn't watch the Boba Fett one.
Hmm.
But Obi-Wan, he really likes because it's Jedi. He likes the Jedi and lightsabers and stuff.
Well, I mean, I get that. That's... I like the Jedis and the lightsabers too, but I also like the lore and the characters and, mm-hmm. you know, the history of Star Wars. And I'm not judging your brother at all, but there is a lot of people that are, you know, only like their Star Wars with lightsabers and duels and Jedis.
Yep.
I'm not one of those people. I do like lightsabers and duels. Don't get me wrong.
I like the Star Wars universe, so I pretty much, if they're going
to
make something, I'll watch it.
Right. That's exactly how I am. It doesn't matter what it is. Have you watched all the animated stuff?
No, I've watched Clone Wars. That's it.
You haven't watched Rebels?
No, I haven't watched Rebels or Bad Batch. I haven't watched that either.
Rebels, you're missing out on. Rebels is my favorite animated Star Wars. As much as I take it back. Rebels is my favorite animated series of Star Wars. This is my favorite animated Star Wars, with the exception of the last four episodes of Clone Wars.
Gotcha.
You watched like the seventh season, right? When it came out?
Yeah.
Where she fights, where Ahsoka and goes to Mandalore and all that. Mm-hmm. And if I'm spoiling it for you, it's a couple years old, so deal with it.
Right.
You should have watched it by now. Or we are spoiling it for you because we're talking about it. Those four episodes are my favorite animated Star Wars ever. But as far as a full series goes, it's Rebels.
Gotcha.
And Sabine Wren is probably one of my favorite characters from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So if you watch Rebels, you'll get it. But
so back to Obi-Wan. So I love Leia.
Leia's great.
Yeah, she is so good.
They got, and the thing is you can perfectly see that little girl growing up to be the Princess Leia that we know later on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, yes, so spot on casting, and the way she says, just her sass, and you know, the way she speaks and the way her mind seems to work, it's exactly like you would expect the child Princess Leia to be.
Yes.
So, yeah.
They did a good job casting her to play that role.
Now, what do you think of, what did you think of the duel?
It was fun. It was fun. I was surprised it was this early. I thought it was going to be like more of like the end.
And it still might be, but here's what I like about, you know, we're getting some of these, you know, like Clone Wars. If you watch, let's say you just watch, you know, the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. You know, after that came out, Darth Vader was like one of the baddest villains that had ever been on screen, right?
Yeah.
He just projected like you the minute you saw him, you're like, oh, that's a scary dude. Mm-hmm. But every time they bring Darth Vader into something else, whether it's Clone Wars, whether it's Rebels, whether it's, you know, Fallen Order, and now in Obi-Wan, every time they bring him on screen, you get another reasons or more reasons to be even more afraid of him.
Yes.
I mean, his goal in that duel was not to win. It was to brutalize Obi-Wan.
Yes.
The whole point, that was the whole point, was I am going to make you hurt so bad. That is the reason I'm here. That is what I want. And same thing, they did it in Rebels. He has some great scenes in Rebels. In Clone Wars. But every time you see him, and they always show like this progression, how, depending on where it is in the timeline, on how he goes from Anakin to Darth Vader. You know, how he's slowly, you know, getting, as he spends more time as Darth Vader, he gets meaner and meaner and gets further into the dark side. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of Clone Wars, yes, we're spoiling that again. You know, you can see the way it ends. You can see he's still relatively new as Darth Vader, right? He's probably been Darth Vader for about a year at that point. And you can still see there's some pensiveness in there. There's some, there's still, you know, like some small remnants of Obi-Wan. You can see him, you know, feeling nostalgic for the past for that time a little bit. Right. You can just see it in his motions. It's great animation. By the time we get to Obi-Wan, which is, I want to say it's like 10 years later, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what the beginning.
9 years later, 10 years later. You can see where he's much more, he's fallen further into the Darth Vader realm, so to speak. He's fallen further to the dark side. And, I mean, in episode 3, Darth Vader does some shit that's like, ooh, you don't come back from that. That's yeah, you're a fucking bad guy.
Yeah. And maybe this will help people like Hayden Christensen better.
Oh, because he's in the suit.
Yeah.
And it's actually, they've kind of juxtaposed Christensen's voice over James Earl Jones's voice. So it's kind of a mix of both their voices. Mm-hmm. And just the way he says some things, you're like, oh, that's Hayden Christensen. That's Anakin.
Yeah.
That's how Anakin would speak. So you get some of that. And yeah, Obi-Wan's real good. I could see how this is this might be my, I'm going to have to see how it plays out. You know, because if like it just ends stupid, I could be pissed. But so far, yeah, this is some of my favorite. This is some of my favorite episodic Star Wars that they brought out on Disney Plus.
Which I think they did good. The other three seasons of the other show, I don't think they've messed up at all. So I don't think they're going to mess up. I have high hopes for them.
I don't either. I really like The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I really, really like The Mandalorian. I think that's a... I liked Boba Fett. I didn't really care about Boba Fett, but it was kind of Boba, you know, the book of Boba Fett was actually more like Mandalorian season 2.5.
Right. Especially when he came in or turned the middle of the season.
Yeah. You know, the Boba Fett, it was interesting to me. It was an interesting experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with them taking chances with Star Wars. I think more chances need to be taken with Star Wars. I think the sequel trilogy could have been phenomenal if they would have continued playing off of the chances that Rian Johnson took in The Last Jedi.
Right.
Because for my money, The Last Jedi, it might be my favorite of the nine movies.
It was my favorite until the first three came out. And then the first is my favorite. Episode 1.
What do you mean the first three? Oh, Attack of the Clones?
Yep.
No, The Last Jedi was part of the sequel trilogy.
I know, I'm saying the first, the original, well, I'm saying the newer trilogy. Episode 1. I would say Episode 1 is my... Jedi Return... I mean, The Last Jedi was my favorite until Episode 1 came out.
What's that? What do you mean Episode 1?
Because Return of the Jedi is Episode 6.
Yeah, I know The Last Jedi is Episode 8.
Oh, Last Jedi is your favorite?
Yes.
Okay, no. Episode 1 is my favorite. Return
You're
of the
thinking
Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. No.
Okay, yeah, okay. I got you.
No, The Last Jedi. Because Rian Johnson took some big chances. He took some big swings that I think really could have paid off. But then Disney, LucasArts, whoever, Disney and J.J. Abrams then got scared and fell back on tropes. And fell back on, because when it comes to Star Wars, I do think people are familiar with Star Wars. I don't think they want the same story told over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you got with the sequel trilogy, is they tried to stick too close to episodes 1, 2, and 3 instead of honoring that legacy and making them their own thing.
Yep.
And I think the Rise of Skywalker, the ninth one, is probably my least. There's some real good ideas in there, but it just falls back on the same old stuff that we've already seen. It should have just went in a different direction. I'm not going to get in here and dissect it. But I think The Last Jedi really had a chance to do some really, really different things for the Star Wars universe, and I think that opportunity was wasted. I'll just say that. So I also put together, what else were we talking about? Obi-Wan. And I watched the first three episodes of The Boys, season three.
Okay. I still got to watch that.
It's The Boys.
Yeah, I know something's supposed to happen in one of the first that, like,
yep,
is crazy. So,
yep,
don't know it's what crazy. It is, but I've been trying to stay away from it because I'm gonna binge watch those too.
It's definitely pretty crazy. I like Jensen Ackles. I've always been I'm a Jensen Ackles, so I like him. You know, since Supernatural, obviously, but he's been in some movies before that I liked him in.
See, I like Carl Urban. Or how do you ever
say I like that? Carl Urban too.
Yep.
But I was really excited for season three because we get to see Jensen Ackles doing something completely different. And it's true, we do get to see him doing some completely different stuff. So that's gonna be cool. But anything else? No, I think that's all I watched. I did put together. I got the Mandalorian N1 Starfighter set. I think we talked about it last week. I put it together this week.
Yeah, you sent us pictures.
I did send you pictures. Looks good. It's actually behind me. You might be able to see it on the shelf there.
Yep, I see it.
Looks good. It's bigger than I thought it was gonna be for the price. Lego's getting weird on some of their stuff, man. I can't figure out the pricing scheme for my fucking life.
Well, it's all gonna change because August 1st they're raising everything up.
I mean, that's fine, but I can't figure out how that only costs like $70. But then I got some other stuff that should not have cost $40 and did. And it's like, what?
They're also, I think they're really following the collectors and see what the collectors are buying. And I think they're changing the price on some of the stuff because people are going to go after it. Like this new, well, I was going to say the new Obi-Wan.
Kenobi the new set. Obi-Wan dual set. Yeah, it's going to be $60.
Yep, because of the little, the robot.
Because of the robot, yep.
Because he's the only, right now, he'll be the only way you can get him. And yep. And then Obi-Wan, his, not maybe because Obi-Wan's shirt or his body, it's going to be the only way you can get him on that.
Yep.
That's how, like, the those calendars, the advent calendars.
Yep.
People go crazy over those because there's certain, that's the only way you get the.
Those characters, yeah.
Those characters in that set. And those which, turn around and sell for a lot.
Which Ryan still needs to send me that, but
he just needs to give it to me so I can mail you.
Probably, all shit. Probably.
Which the new Lego Star Wars advent calendar for this year looks pretty sweet.
I haven't seen it. The new one coming out this Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
They showed it already?
Oh yeah.
I didn't see it.
I'm gonna pull it up for you.
Pull it up so I can see it.
Yeah, well, let me find it. 2022.
What's that on it? Pre-orders?
It was leaked. There's no pre-order yet.
Oh, it was leaked. That's why I haven't seen it.
Yep. Share screen.
Do you search for leaks or do you have something that sends them to you?
On my Instagram, I follow people who do leaks.
Gotcha.
And news.
We're looking for it.
No, it's right here. I'm pulling it up.
Who was that though? That was
Darth Vader.
Oh, is that it right there?
Yep. So it's a beach, Christmas beach scene.
Huh.
So Darth Vader is shoveling. He's got a shovel and he's got a little sandcastle.
Yeah, I see. Ship,
but he's got like a Hawaiian shirt on.
Yep.
Then C-3PO and R2-D2 have Christmas-themed
Christmas-themed sweaters on.
Mm-hmm.
Or tank tops, whatever they are.
So those are the only three minis in that set.
Right.
But here's the...
interesting.
The four for this year.
Star Wars, Harry Potter, City, and... What's the other one?
Friends,
yep.
Huh. Harry Potter's kind of sneaking it in there. Only show two minis in there. There's probably a third one.
Right.
And the city one is is not bad. Some nothing. Maybe the bellhop guy, I would say, probably the only one I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
But I only collect the Star Wars one.
Yeah.
It's like Mando. I got the Mando and the Child, which I love that one because they're both wearing Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, I would. That's the one Ryan has for me. I wish you would. Yeah, it's an exciting time for Legos.
Oh yeah.
Do you think that they've really got started to get more mainstream, or?
Oh yeah, they have. Because, I mean, there's people going crazy over the damn, whatchamacallit, just buying and building sets now. I mean, there's YouTube videos and Instagram pages, and now it's okay for adults to play with them.
Now, my understanding is on that Obi-Wan one, it opens up so there's fire. Is that right?
Don't really.
Similar to how the Mustafar duel one did? Or you can add fire to it or something. I felt like someone told me it opened up to reveal fire.
Okay, here, right there. There it is.
Okay.
So you can turn them. Oh yeah. So if you pull it out to the left.
Yep, it reveals the fire.
And it reveals the fire, and the fire will pull up.
That was such a good scene. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And for Lego to do like stuff like that, just to add that little thing in there is like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so back to they're going up in price to counteract the buyers and resellers. Because people were buying a Lego set and turn around selling for $10, $20 more on like eBay or wherever.
So they're just starting it out at $10, $20 more.
Yeah, they're going to raise it up $10, $20 or just a certain percentage more.
That sucks. I'm glad I got my Leonardo da Vinci one when I did.
Yeah, which I'm scared because there's a bunch of some good sets coming out in August and September that I want to get for my city stuff.
You're a city guy.
But I'm also kind of hoping they calm down. Maybe with this Lego Obi-Wan and some of these other, with Harry Potter, Fantastic, it'll slow down some of the other stuff so I can catch up and not buying something every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and spending a lot of money, huh?
I got so much I don't have nowhere to put it, and it's getting like I'm running out of room.
Yeah, I got to get more shelves in order to start getting more of my stuff put together and up.
Like, luckily, Spawn, like you see behind me, like luckily they've calmed down. I'm only missing one of the new ones.
Right.
That doesn't release until July 1st.
As you can see, you can see the Legos behind me there.
Yeah.
But that's not really where I want them. That's just where I have them.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can see them.
See that Spawn see that Spawn comic up there too.
Yeah, Spawn number 2 signed. Signed and is it graded? Didn't I get it graded? I didn't get it graded.
Was it Todd McFarlane signed it?
Yeah.
I have Spawn 1 signed by Michael Jai White.
Yeah, actually Ryan took that to a GameStop convention for me 1 year and got it signed. Nice. And Todd McFarlane said to him, said, "Whoa, you're going old school on me."
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I got to get it. I want to get it graded and stuff. So, all right. Well, that's what I got.
Yeah, that's what we got.
I got. Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, shout out to all our patrons. Thank you guys. If you do want to donate to the patron, you can go to patron.com/GameStitch patreon.com/GameStitch. And, you can donate if you like. If not, you don't have to worry. This is always going to be free. I am at ShirtlessDan on Twitter. And Gerald is at Hoffman Show.
On everything.
And everything. And Ryan is non-existent on everything, although he does have handles. It's useless to even tell you him because it's not going to matter.
And together,
but if you do want to bother him, it's at Podcast Ryan. And together we are at @game_stitch. And this has been episode 491. Thank you and good night.